Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq? We're winning the war. Right here in the Washington Post, by a reporter named Ellen Nickmeyer, using enemy body counts as a benchmark. Excuse me, folks. Again, I should tell you I'm under the weather today. A slight fever, bordering on the flu here, and I think I'm on the downside of this. It came up on Saturday, but I may have a hacking cough now and then. So I beg your indulgence. Using enemy body counts as a benchmark, the U.S. military claimed gains against Abu Musab Zarqawi's foreign-led fighters last week, even as they mounted their deadliest attacks on Iraq's capital. But by many standards, Zarqawi's group could claim to be the side that's gaining after 2.5 years of war. August was the third deadliest month of the war for U.S. troops. But we are killing more of them than they are killing of us. And so whether they know it or not, the Post is a reporter here, we're winning in Iraq. Which should come as no surprise. And the Afghan elections were yesterday, and this is the second round of successful elections since the Afghan liberation from the Taliban in 2001. Turnout estimated at over 50%, despite promises to disrupt the election from al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The violence on Election Day was insignificant. The BBC tallies up the election day violence. Skirmish between police and Taliban. Two cops and three Taliban are killed. A French soldier killed by a landmine. Two rockets were fired at a UN compound. One Taliban fighter was killed during an attack on a police station. A candidate's house was bombed, injuring five. Three rockets were fired at Jalalabad Airport. A rocket attack on polling stations in Andar district of the Ghazni province, and one more rocket attack in the Kunar province.